On a Wednesday morning, Garf Wayside Gardens is a quiet, peaceful park where you can hear water in the nearby stream rushing by and the traffic of 100 East as it passes. For at least the time being, the park will stay as it is. Trent Cragen, the developer behind Garden Park Apartments, the 120-unit apartment complex that would have taken part of the park's land, decided early this month to pull his plans for the project. The project may move to other Utah cities or return to Logan at a later time. Darren and Sean and Nelson were in the park Wednesday morning walking their dog.
When we walk our dog, we've talked to several people that protest this complex. I mean, there wasn't too many people around here that wanted it.
The Nelsons can understand why.
I'm happy with the way it went because we've been here for about 8.5 years and we enjoy the park. We walk our dog over here and play usually over across the way. It's a good family area. And I just think the traffic and everything else would have been too much on the 100 East.
Randy Penrod and his wife recently moved to downtown Logan from Seattle.
We like kind of this unique funk with the neighborhoods. And when we received the first notification, you know, I just described an apartment complex and gave some particulars. And looking into it, it really looked like it was going to be out of character with, you know, with what we saw as this neighborhood.
While Penrod doesn't live as close to the location of the proposed complex as some of his neighbors, he still wasn't happy to hear about it. For now, he and his neighbors are relieved to see the end of at least the immediate prospect of Garden Park Apartments, although they understand it may be revisited in the future.
These buildings are going to change at some point in time. They want to go to high density, so it means they're going to have to change the character a little bit. But what they were going to do there really, I don't think, was what they would want in the end. It's not what I would want. I am happy to see it go because now I don't have to go to a town meeting and stand up there and, you know, tell them why I don't want it.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.